Good morning. It is AM Tampa Bay as we engage in our matutinal wandering here. Jack and Aaron, as Katie has left us now, she's going to be joining Travis Horn as they're flying up to Tallahassee, and they're going to meet with a couple of legislators up there. And joining us right now is Mike McCormick, author and former White House stenographer, because recently Mike published an article in the National Pulse about incriminating email that he found on Hunter Biden's laptop. This is a couple of weeks ago. And Mike, what did you find there?
Hey, Jack, thanks for having me on. Well, it was pretty eye-opening. I had the opportunity to look into Hunter Biden's laptop with some staffers from the National Pulse. And because I had written a book about Joe Biden authorized in the 2020 crackup of the Democratic Party, I had a lot of information in there. I traveled with Joe Biden to Ukraine, so I kind of knew the people and the places to look for in the search. What I found was an email that was it was like a calendar reminder for Hunter Biden sent to him by his law firm. And basically it said tomorrow, this was April 16th, 2014, so about 7 years ago, tomorrow you're going to meet with Devin and Luke. That's Devin Archer and his son Luke Archer. That's what I wrote about in my book. There was an actual meeting that took place that was notified in the White House visitor logs. And you're going to go from there to the West Wing. What's really important about this email is this is the first time that anybody's understood that Hunter Biden was in this meeting. This meeting was notified in a report that the Senate committee investigating Hunter Biden's activities did. This was in September 2020, right before the election. And there was a lot of pushback on it. In fact, it looked like somebody from that meeting put a video in the hands of a reporter from the New Yorker magazine, a guy named Adam Entis. He tweeted out this video of Joe Biden sitting on a desk with this young boy, Luke Archer. They made it sound like, oh, it was just a visit for an art project. But Hunter Biden was there, and this was what was a meeting of the minds to set up the Burisma Holdings board's situation. This is all the malfeasance in office that Joe Biden perpetrated.
And so you found that there were things that should have been published in the press that the press sort of ignored, I'm thinking.
They not only ignored, they covered it up. They basically lied. This guy, Adam Entis from the New Yorker, lied on behalf of Joe Biden. I'm going to be doing an author talk on this with a bookstore in Miami, Sophie's Corner Bookstore. And it'll be on Tuesday, April 27th from 7 to 8 p.m. It's a Zoom author talk. Anybody can sign in. They just have to go to soapypublishing.com. But the details are going to be that Hunter Biden was never supposed to be at this meeting, and now he is. This meeting has always been flagged as being suspicious. This meeting now, we can't tell exactly if Hunter Biden was in the meeting because he doesn't show up in the White House visitor log. Devin Archer does on that day, and his son Luke does on that day. But because Hunter Biden was a family member of the vice president, he didn't have to go through the visitor logs. So there's always been this sort of ability for him to hide behind that aspect of him not being there. But we find this email now that says, wait, you were supposed to be there. And Joe Biden's office knew he was coming in. There was a notation in the email, and you can read the email. You can see the picture of the email on the nationalpulse.com. Search for Hunter Biden.
What's the book that you've written?
The book is Joe Biden Unauthorized and the 2020 Crack of the Democratic Party.
All right. Mike McCormick, we'll get that book name up on our webpage. But, Mike, thanks for joining us on AM Tampa Bay.
Thanks, Jack. It's always a pleasure. If I find more on that laptop, I'll let you guys know.
All right. By all means. Yeah, the mainstream press certainly ignored it. It's 7:47, and we go to the newsroom and Chris Trinkman.